This is the reality of the crisis in the US economy. People who used to own their own homes are living hand to mouth on land once occupied by those less fortunate. In the last month, some 60,000 houses were repossessed, their occupants forced out when they could no longer meet ever-increasing mortgage payments. Now they shower at a local church and get by on handouts. They have nowhere else to go, and it's a difficult adjustment, but some are determined to get back on track.
Because once I do get a job full-time instead of just one day a week, I'll be able to save my money and get a car and make it easier to go back and forth to work.
This woman used to live in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, but when her husband fell ill, it became impossible to make ends meet. Now they live in a mobile home at the camp, and family visits are a thing of the past.
We have a lot of grandkids, too. And they used to always come over and stay and stuff. They don't come here. I don't want them to come here. We go there and see them at their house.
Others, too, are finding it difficult to let go of what they once had.
I lost a home, settled all my bills, sold it for, which was nothing compared to what I bought it for, and now I'm homeless. And that's kind of hard for me to come by here and see my home.
It's a grim situation, and with more and more people joining the camp every day, it's one that's likely to get worse before it gets better. Wendy Urquhart, BBC News.